The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, in the words of the great Ron Burgundy, well, that escalated quickly. The Fed is going to be raising its key interest rate today, probably by a lot, and that's just due to very recent developments. Joining us right now to help us make sense of this from Investopedia, Caleb Silver. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning. Good to be with you. And yeah, very tricky landing the Fed is trying to solve here as it navigates these ultra-high inflation numbers and are raising rates to try to combat it.
So what has gone on in the last week, really, that has turned the tide a little bit here?
I think last week when we got that consumer price index report showing an 8.6% annual rise in inflation, that was higher than most people expected and goes against what the Fed was saying earlier in the year when they said inflation was transitory. The Fed now has to admit it got that wrong. Inflation's out of control. Its only tool right now, potentially, is to raise rates and to raise them more than it had planned. We had planned for a half a point raise. The Fed's been pretty good about telegraphing what it's going to do for the rest of the year. But now with these high numbers and the producer price index out showing a 9.3% rise in raw goods, I think that the Fed might have to raise them, raise rates to 0.75% today.
Wow, that's a lot. That'd be the biggest one in quite a while, wouldn't it?
Yeah, since the early 80s when inflation was way out of control and interest rates were already pretty high. Chair Volcker, Paul Volcker, one of the tallest Fed chairmen we've ever had, was facing a huge inflation battle, and that's what he did. He raised rates aggressively, eventually cooled the economy way down, and that's what we're facing here. The Fed runs the risk of putting the economy into a deep freeze if it raises too much too fast or doesn't have a good enough plan that investors want to believe in going forward for the rest of the year.
This rate, by the way, this is the interest rate that all of us are concerned with if we have a mortgage, a car loan, or are looking for those things, credit cards, all that, right?
Right. The Fed funds rate influences the rate on fixed borrowing costs. So if that's a mortgage, a floating mortgage, or if the 30-year fix, you haven't gotten one yet, mortgage rates are now up above 6% for the 30-year. That's up from 3.5% earlier in the year. So anything that's not fixed is going to go higher. Credit card rates are going to go higher. Borrowing costs to buy a car are going to go higher. Financing costs in general. And that's how you cool inflation down, by making borrowing costs higher, making consumers think twice about making the big purchase. And it also makes businesses think twice about borrowing money to expand, hire more workers, et cetera.
This announcement comes later on this afternoon before the market closes. How do you think the market's going to react to this?
I think right now markets are up a little bit in anticipation of the meeting, but we've had several days of selling here, and we are in a bear market in the S&P 500 because investors do not like future prospects for growth, and they don't think the Fed has this under control. But if the Fed makes a definitive move, even if it's a 0.75% rate hike, and is showing some confidence in a plan to land the economy softly from this, I think the market may trade a little bit higher. But we're in a downturn right now because growth is just slowing outright, and rates are rising, and inflation is big. And when you have that mix of things, that gumbo, it's a bad recipe for stocks.
Boy, it is indeed. And any of us that have been peeking with one eye at our 401k statements don't like what we're seeing. Hopefully that turns around in the next quarter, huh?
Yeah, hopefully. And you know what? Markets revert to the mean eventually. We were up 100% going into this year for the past 3 years. That doesn't happen normally. The stock market rises an average of between 8 and 10% a year, going back about 75, 80 years. It's not going to do that this year. But even if we're in a bear market like we are right now, the year after a bear market, pretty good for stocks. That's why you stay in it if you're a long-term investor. If you need the money you have in the stock market to live right now, dangerous place for it to be. But if you've got 2, 5, 10, 15 years of time to invest, stay in the stock market.
There you go. Sounds good. Hey, Caleb, appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.